They met, he assured them, as brothers, on the broad pathway of good faith and good will. No advantage was to be taken on either side. All was to be openness and love. And Penn meant what he said. Strong in the power of truth and kindness, he bent the fierce savages of the Delaware to his will. They vowed to live in love with William Penn and his children as long as the moon and the sun shall endure. They kept their vow. Long years after, they were known to recount to strangers, with deep emotion, the words which Penn had spoken to them under the old elm tree. The fame of Penn's settlement went abroad in all lands. Men wearied with the vulgar tyranny of kings heard gladly that the reign of freedom and tranquillity was established on the banks of the Delaware. An asylum was opened for the good and oppressed of every nation. Of these there was no lack. Pennsylvania had nothing to attract such dissolute persons as had laid the foundation of Virginia. But grave and God-fearing men from all the Protestant counties sought a home where they might live as conscience taught them. The new colony grew apace. Its natural advantages were tempting. Penn reported it a good land with plentiful springs, the clean air and fresh, an immense quantity of wild fowl and fish, what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would be well contented with. During the first year, 22 vessels arrived, bringing 2,000 persons. In 3 years, Philadelphia was a town of 600 houses. It was half a century from its foundation before New York attained equal dimensions. When Penn, after a few years, revisited England, he was able truly to relate that things went on sweetly with friends in Pennsylvania, that they increased finely in outward things and in wisdom.